Rosalyn and Snap, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's a wonderful time of the year when things start changing, the leaves change, and the colors come out. And you sometimes hear about things that are a little spooky, a little scary. And then sometimes when you think about that, you go, wow, that's that place could have a little something special going on there. Maybe that place has a big, deep history. Maybe it's haunted. Maybe it's not. But I'll tell you, one of the coolest structures that exists in all of Kentucky, and certainly one of the oldest in all of Central Kentucky, is Bethlehem Academy. The current owner of Bethlehem Academy, along with his family, Vincent Thompson, is here this morning, along with a lady who does a lot of operations stuff for him, Cindy Scarelli. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So I have lived here half my life, and I'm 50, and I've never been in that building until like a month ago. It is, even though it needs some restoration, it is a really wildly pretty building that has so much history to it.
It's a gorgeous building, right? Yeah, it's been there for years and years. My family has deep roots there. I had aunts that went to school there. I had great aunts went to school there. A family did some farm work there. People used to go to church there at the chapel. So it's just, there's so much history there, and you can see it when you can feel it when you walk in the building.
Oh, it's so interesting, the different iterations it's had. What year was it actually constructed, the original building?
So the Helm family actually constructed the building starting in 1818, which is where we get the Facebook name Bethlehem Academy 1818. That's how we're identifiable based on, there's actually a Bethlehem Academy up north that we get a lot of sports invites for, so we're not the same Bethlehem Academy.
Yeah, you guys don't have a team running.
We don't have
a
team, not yet, no.
So Bethlehem Academy 1818 is your Facebook page. Great.
Correct.
Way to follow.
Yes,
you.
Sir.
Now, it's gone through some changes over the years. I certainly went through a long, long history of educating many fine young ladies. And I know you're finding through your Facebook posts that there's still those deep, deep roots in the community, not just your family, but many others.
So many people have been touched by that school and in the county and actually the region. I mean, yeah, there's so many people that get in touch with us to say they have some type of memorabilia. We got report cards, people have donated, letters, love letters, family letters that we have on display there.
Diary.
We have just so many things that people are donating. Antiques. We have a rocking chair that was one of the ones that was there, and it's been redone. So it's just it's part of the community, and hopefully we can keep it part of the community for many years to come.
Now, the property has, again, gone through some changes over the years. There used to be two wings on it. Now there's one.
One wing actually caught fire when the property was when they were owned by a farmer. It was used for hay storage and other farm utilities. And I think some kids got out there one night trying to get scared, and maybe a cigarette was lit and got dropped in the hay. So the wing was.
You seem to know a lot about this.
It wasn't me. This was before my time when it happened. But I'm probably telling tales on somebody that I might have heard a story
or be related to. Or
exactly. Yeah. I'm sure it might have been related.
Well, it's a blessing to still have the building, what we have and what it is. And Cindy and I were walking through it because there is a dramatic feature that's being staged out there by the Hardin County Playhouse. They're doing Haunting at Hill House there.
Can't wait.
And some folks say it's haunted there. Some folks say, hey, look, it's a wonderful place. Let's don't call it haunted. But it is or isn't haunted doesn't really matter. The history of that place is so incredible, and to see it starting to kind of get some life back into it. You guys have an event out there tomorrow.
We do. It's Fall in Love with Bethlehem Academy. We have several artists and crafters from around the community who are going to bring their paintings and goods out, and we're going to have a great event. We even have things for children. We're going to give away candy, and we have someone that's going to walk around and play the violin, and she's bringing her instrument so that the children can touch it and feel it and play it. So it's an event for the whole family.
And I kind of backtracking a little bit, Vincent, so the property has got different buildings on it, but the property has changed shape and size and things over the years. What currently in that location is owned by your family that's attached to the current setup of Bethlehem Academy?
The only building we own now is the actual mansion itself, which was the girls' school. There are structures around it. One's the priest's house, and they're owned by our neighbor. And the only part we have is about 1 acre there. So with this event, parking is probably our biggest issue, and we'll have people out there directing traffic and just pay attention to flags. If you come out there, the address is 7051 St. John Road. Make sure you pay attention and be courteous to drivers, because it's a farm area and there's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Sure enough. All right, so last but not least, restoration, looking to the future, getting this place back up to be a showpiece again. Top to bottom, you know, obviously it would take a ton of money, but what do you think's first to kind of get the public interest in the place and everything else? What's the first thing that you would do if you were just like, let's go fix this today?
If you were writing me a check for $1 million, I'd put a roof on it. It needs a roof. I mean, the worst thing you do to any old structure is let moisture seep into it. It's still got the roof that was put on there during the restoration back in the 70s and 80s. And at the time, they were following all the standards for rehabilitation for historical structures. So it's got that almost an antique tin. And that's just, as we can see, it just doesn't have the longevity that we have from shingles or from sheet metal. So that my hope is to get a good sheet metal roof on top of it. And then we're going to start working from the top down and make sure the structure holds up. It's got good bones. I mean, it's a 200-year-old mansion, and it's still standing. So
that says something. Well, thank you both for coming in. That's Vincent Thompson. He and his family currently own Bethlehem Academy. Cindy Scarelli. Tomorrow, the event is an arts and crafts thing. It's Fall in Love with Bethlehem Academy. Again, free to attend, free to park. But if you want to purchase something, obviously there's a cost for that.
Yes.
Thank you both so much. Let's have you back in as things progress.
Anytime. Thank you all for having us.
Thank you so much.
And we are Quixie 98.3.